Spring is a great time of year to do some cleaning around the house and clean up your finances. And something else that you can do for your family this spring is shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses, things like mortgage payments, credit card payments, car loans, or even college costs. I have a wife and two kids, with a third on the way, by the way, and business partners that all depend on my income. So I needed life insurance, and Policy Genius made that so incredibly easy. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. One of my favorite ways to invest is real estate, but not everyone wants to handle tenants and toilets. Enter Fundrise. They make it easy to invest in real estate with their flagship fund. Now, as always, you always have to carefully consider the investment objectives and risks of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. But right now, demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. And the Fundrise flagship fund plans on going on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes, with just as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/PFP. As always, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/PFP. That's fundrise.com/PFP. This is a paid advertisement. On this episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about how you can accomplish all of your money goals this year. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Personal Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, founder of DollarAfterDollar.com, and today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how you can accomplish all of your money goals this year. And what I'm going to talk about today is a specific system on how you can accomplish pretty much any goal that you want to accomplish in your life, because the mistake a lot of people make is that they create goals but do not create systems to back up those goals. If you don't have a system backing up your goal, you're never going to be able to accomplish that goal. And what the 99% of people do is they set a goal, they write it down somewhere, and they have no way of trying to accomplish that goal. They set up no system to accomplish that goal. They have no daily rituals or habits that back up that goal. And if this is you, if you've gone through life and have not been able to accomplish the majority of your goals, if most goals that you set, you feel like you fail every single year, then this episode is for you. And if you want to go farther with your money next year, if you want to go as far as you possibly can with your money, if you want to increase your income, if you want to invest more money, if you want to save more money, if you want to pay down loans, then this is absolutely the episode for you. Because what I'm about to introduce to you is a system that, if implemented, you can literally accomplish anything you want in life. But setting this system up is the first step to doing that. And once you set this up, you'll realize I can do this for anything in life. It's not just for my money. But what we're going to talk about today is how to set this system up for your money. And then what are some great money goals to have for this upcoming year? What are some of the best money goals that you can have for this upcoming year? And give you some ideas. Because if you want to improve your personal finances, then this is where you have to start. You have to start with a plan. You have to start with a plan to take action so that you can take control of your wealth and build wealth for your family's financial future. Because imagine if you could build generational wealth, and it all starts with that goal. It all starts with a single goal, and then you putting together a system to be able to implement that goal. So let's get into how you can accomplish any goal you want in life. So when you're approaching your goals, you have to look at it systematically. And having those systems to back up those goals is the only way that you're going to accomplish that goal. It's not coming up with a pie in the sky goal and then never doing anything to accomplish it. Maybe you do it for a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, and then all of a sudden you realize that every single time that you set a goal, you get nowhere. Well, the way to accomplish a goal, the way to fix that problem is to set up a system to back it up. And the first thing you want to do, and the first thing I do when I want to set a goal, is I define my 3-year vision. And any new goal that I want to set, whether it's in fitness, whether it's in wealth building, whether it's in your career, any new goal I set up a 3-year vision. And what that 3-year vision, it gives you a little bit of time to kind of dream and dream about exactly what you want to do. Because what you're going to find out here is this is how you make your dreams a reality. This is how you actually accomplish your goals. So what you want to do is set up this 3-year vision. And what you want to do is get as specific as possible as to what you want to do. Maybe you want to increase your wealth. Maybe you truly want to increase your wealth. Well, put down an exact number of what you want to do. Maybe in 3 years, you want to save $100,000. Well, write that down, that you want to save $100,000 within the next 3 years. And this is super important because it gives you something to look forward to as you go about this process. And it's extremely important to have that vision to be able to look forward, because your 3-year vision is the target. It's the target you want to hit. And the next steps are going to build the momentum so you can hit that target. So with every goal that I put forward, I always set up that 3-year vision. This podcast, for example, I set up a 3-year vision before I started this podcast on where I wanted it to be. And the beautiful part is, once I started implementing my strategies every single day, this podcast has grown twice as fast than I ever thought it would. But establishing that vision and working towards that goal is exactly how you're gonna get there. So that's the first step, is establish your 3-year vision. The next step is to set up your 1-year goal. So this is what you guys are gonna do for this year. So you have your 3-year vision in place, and you're gonna set your 1-year goal. Where do you wanna be for a year from now? Where do you wanna be exactly 1 year from where you are today? Because that 1-year goal is extremely important. So let's say you want to save $100,000 in 3 years. Well, your 1-year goal is going to be to save $33,000 to $34,000 within 1 year. Now, that may sound very difficult to some people. That may not sound very difficult to other people. But that's why your goal has to be specific. Because if you want to save $100,000, then you have to take the necessary steps to at least get 1/3 of the way there, which is $33,000 to $34,000. And this is where it is so important to take these steps, because once you have that 1-year goal and you start working towards that 1-year goal, you're going to be able to hit that 3-year vision, that 3-year pie in the sky dream. The key to winning in any business is making sure you have the right business partner. An example is Procter & Gamble or Ben & Jerry. But what about the perfect partners when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. And most people know one of your biggest struggles when it comes to starting an online business is finding new customers, and Shopify can help you do that. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PFP, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/PFP now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/PFP. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/personal finance. Just go to Indeed.com/personal finance right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/personal finance. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. One of the most important things as a podcaster is making sure that you have a solid desk. And my standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It is what I use every day to record the show, prepare for the show, and do my office work. And standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, and it helps me focus and stay productive. And the option to move while I work is so much healthier. I'm moving around more, I'm getting better circulation, which can help reduce all different types of health risks. And I use Uplift Desk because it doesn't wobble, which is really important to me because I have very expensive equipment and mics on my desk. And it's built to last, so you can tell based on these super solid materials on the Uplift Desk. And they also let you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 different desktop choices and hundreds of accessories. And I love that they have the industry-leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk. So go to upliftdesk.com/PFP for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/PFP to get 5% off your entire order. The third step, the next thing you have to do is once you have that 1-year goal, you have to be able to check in on yourself. So you're going to create a 90-day benchmark. What that means is 4 times a year, every single quarter, you're going to have a benchmark in place that you want to check to make sure that you're on track. Because checking to make sure that you're on track is going to allow you to either accelerate towards your goal or decelerate if you're too far ahead. And this is going to keep you balanced throughout the year. So this 90-day checkpoint is really really important. And what I would do is every single quarter, every single 3 months, I would just create a day in your calendar. You could do it on your phone or whatever. And you just schedule time in your calendar. Schedule time to have this checkpoint to make sure that you're on track every single quarter. Because what this does is it ensures that you're on the right track. And if you're too far behind, maybe your goal was too ambitious. You really can't do it. And you've been working your butt off nonstop to be able to accomplish this goal. You've done everything you can and you're not even close to a quarter of the way there after the first quarter. And you say, okay, I'm going to try for another quarter and see where I am. You get to the next quarter, barely as far along as you were before. Then what you want to do is dial back that goal a little bit. Or maybe you're way too far ahead and you need to push that goal forward and make sure that goal is greater. So what this does is it allows you to find out exactly where you are without just wandering around. And this is extremely important to have check-ins with yourself. It keeps you accountable. Number four, you're going to create a weekly battle plan on how you're going to execute this. What that means is, and here's what I do. Every single Sunday night, I pull out my phone and I create a weekly battle plan. What I'm going to do that week, the things that I want to accomplish that week. Because this weekly battle plan consists of things like ensuring what days that you're going to do what things. So maybe you want to get more fit. You want to get into fitness. Well, your weekly battle plan is going to consist of setting out the days that you're going to be working out, what you're going to be doing on those days when you're working out, how much cardio you're going to be doing, how much weightlifting you're going to be doing, and putting together a battle plan so that you can accomplish exactly what you need to do. Because if you do this consistently, if you're doing every step you need to take consistently week in and week out, then you're going to have no problem accomplishing that goal. Because all this is doing is creating consistency for yourself. This is creating a habit, a daily habit that you're going to be doing in order to accomplish that goal. And this is extremely important to be able to do that, because the fifth step is to execute daily. And this is the most important thing. Executing any goal in life, especially big goals, seems like you're getting nowhere in the day-to-day life. Maybe you want to buy a rental property. Your big goal, your big financial goal is to buy your first rental property. Well, guess what? To buy a rental property in a year, you're going to have to make a lot of offers. So what you want to do for your execute daily plan and your weekly goal planning plan is to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to make 3 offers every single day on properties until I get my first rental property. Because what that's going to do is you're going to be making 21 offers a week on property. And so if you're making 21 offers a week on properties, you're going to get 1 property by the end of the year. It's just doing that consistently and making sure you're not missing days is extremely important. Now, if you have an execute daily plan and you miss a day, guess what? You got to make a pact with yourself. You got to make a little bit of a rule here. And my personal rule is, and I learned this from Atomic Habits, one of the best books for setting habits. You know, James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, he talks about this. He says, my personal rule is I just don't miss 2 days in a row. So if you miss one day, make sure you pick it back up the next day. Because allowing more and more days to slip by is only going to allow you to just slip off and not be able to accomplish that goal. You're just going to let it go. So never miss 2 days in a row. And executing daily is so important. Consistency is the most important thing in accomplishing anything. Being consistent is so incredibly important, especially when it comes to your money. Because if you're not consistent with your savings, or if you're not consistent with increasing your income, then you're just going to tread water. Because you're going to get ahead, then you're going to fall behind. You're going to get ahead, then you're going to fall behind. So consistency is everything if you want to build wealth. You may do it for 2 weeks, you may do it for 3 weeks, but can you do it for 20, 30, 40, 60, 90 weeks in a row? That is what matters. That's where you're going to make progress. It's when you're in the trenches and it feels like you're getting nowhere. That's when you pick yourself up and continuously pursue that goal, because that is what's going to change your life. Is day in, day out, when it's boring, when you don't want to, you do it anyway. And that's how you accomplish that goal. So executing daily is one of the most important things. But as you can see, this systematic planning process is going to allow you to accomplish your goal, because you're breaking it down into small chunks. And if you break it down into small chunks, then you can do that task every single day. Then you're checking in with yourself quarterly and making sure that you're on track. And doing this day in, day out, every single day, executing your plan, is going to change your life forever. And then the sixth step is to adjust as needed. Just as we were stating, when you're quarterly check-ins, if you're just not hitting your goal, if you're not hitting a goal, make adjustments. Roll with the punches. Don't just try to keep going and know that you're going to fail. You have to make adjustments. So maybe you want to buy one rental property every single year and you're making one offer a day, and you realize one offer a day is getting me nowhere. I'm 6 months in and I haven't even got somebody who entertained my offer. Then you need to ramp up your offers. You need to make 3, 4, 5 offers a day until you can get that property. Because consistently doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome is going to get you nowhere. You have to ensure that you're making adjustments. And there's nothing wrong with making adjustments. If you're doing your best, there's absolutely nothing wrong with making adjustments. And only you know if you're doing your best. But making those adjustments will change everything for you. And that's the system. That's how you put it together. So using those 6 steps, making sure that you accomplish those 6 steps, defining your 3-year vision, setting your 1-year goal, establishing your 90-day benchmark, creating a weekly battle plan, and then executing every single day, and then finally making adjustments as needed. Doing those 6 things is going to ensure that you can accomplish anything you ever wanted to do, but you have to make sure you execute those 6 steps. Now, let's get into some awesome money goals that you can implement this year. So maybe you've heard this and you said, hey, this is a great system. I want to implement some goals with my money, with my personal finances. Well, I'm going to give you some ideas on goals that you could set for yourself that'll allow you to accomplish them to improve your finances throughout this year. And here's some of the best ones. If you're in debt, let's say you're in student loan debt or you're in credit card debt, make an aggressive battle plan to be able to pay down that debt. Maybe you have $20,000 in student loan debt this year. What if you aggressively paid down that debt this year? How would you feel 1 year from now if your debt was just gone? Poof, the debt is gone. Imagine the difference that you would feel next year. And this is the power of setting these goals, because what happens is if you're executing every single day, by the end of next year, you're going to change your life, because getting rid of student loan debt or getting rid of credit card debt will absolutely change your life, because now you have more money to put towards investments. Now you have more money to give away to people in need. Now you have more money to do with what you want in life, not giving it away to the bank, but you're keeping it for yourself to better your financial future. That's going to change your life forever. And making sure you put together this battle plan and executing every single day is what's going to allow that to happen. Another great goal to have is maybe you want to increase your savings rate. And here's what I love to tell people to do. If you're not saving as much money as you need to, then let's use the 1% rule. Now, what's the 1% rule? Every single month, you're going to increase your savings rate by 1%. So by the end of the year, you're going to save 12% more than where you are right now. Because what you have to understand is what a lot of financial gurus will tell you is you need to save 10% to be able to retire. Well, 10% is going to absolutely get you nowhere. And if you haven't listened to the episode on how much money you need to save to retire, you need to listen to that episode, because that's one of the most important episodes on the Personal Finance Podcast. Because what it's going to show you is a measly 10% is going to take you 40 something years to be able to retire. So increasing your savings rate, if you're only saving 5, 10, 15%, most Americans are saving nothing, by the way. So if you're not saving any money, or you're saving a measly 5, 10, 15%, like a lot of financial gurus will tell you to do, then increasing your savings rate is a major priority. Getting rid of that debt is huge, but then increasing that savings rate is even bigger. Because increasing that savings rate is going to change everything for you, especially if you're in your younger years. You don't know how important it is to save in your younger years. Compound interest is your best friend. And so doing this, increasing your savings rate by 1%, allows you to make the adjustment as the month goes on. It's only 1%. It's not a huge deal. If you make $5,000 a month, that's 50 bucks a month that you're increasing it. But what it's going to do is allow you to make that adjustment. And once you increase it to 12%, you can keep going on and on and on until you get to the savings rate that you need to get to. And during that time, you can work on your other goals as well, like increasing your income, because investing more money and increasing your income, growing the gap between those two numbers, is going to allow you to build true wealth. So increasing your income is going to allow you to save more money, which is going to allow you to invest more money so that you can build true wealth and you can increase your savings rate. That's why it's so important to increase your income, because it makes your life so much easier, especially with your personal finances. It's not to spend more money on get fancy cars or anything like that. It's to increase the amount of money that you're investing so that you can accomplish financial freedom. You don't have to work anymore if you don't want to. And that's why we talk about increasing our income so much on this podcast. The fourth goal that would be a great goal for you is stick to a budget every single month. Most people start a budget, and a lot of people will start budgets in January, February, March, like when the new year rolls around, and they don't stick to it. They stick to it for a couple months, it gets too hard, and then they quit. But what you have to understand with the budget is it's the same thing as rolling with your goals. You have to roll with the punches. You're never going to have a perfect month ever in your entire life. Nobody ever does. The best budgeters in the world never have a perfect month ever. You have to understand that you have to roll with the punches, because what a lot of people do is they blow up their budget and they quit. And let me tell you, if I quit every time I blew up my budget, I make mistakes all the time. And if I quit every single time I did that, I would never be where I am today. And there's a massive difference between continuously pursuing your goal and giving up way too early. Just understanding that. So maybe your goal could be to stick to a budget every single month this year, 12 months in a row, and see where your money is at the end of the year, because you're going to be able to accomplish a lot of these other goals if you stick to that budget every single month. Now, we've talked about the two ways to budget. If you haven't listened to the budgeting episode, listen to that, because there's a very simple way to budget that I talk about in that episode. But understanding how to do it right is going to make it even easier, and automating your finances is going to make it easier. So check out that episode if you want that to be your goal. And lastly, and this goes along the lines of increasing your income, is maybe you want to start your side hustle. Maybe you want to start your very first side business. Well, what's that going to be? What's that going to look like? What's that going to be surrounded with? Because what you want to do is diversify your income. And diversifying your income is a major wealth building principle. I think everybody should have a diverse sources of income. You should have multiple income streams. You just stack those income streams. That's what you need to be doing. And so maybe you only have one income stream, which is your job, and you want to start another income stream. Well, this would be a great year to do it. And a lot of people are working from home. They have a little more time, which is going to allow them to increase their income by stacking those income streams. And we're going to have a lot of episodes this year on Side Hustle. So stay tuned, because we can talk through some of these if you want to. And I've had a couple episodes, like the one, The Cheapest Ways to Become a Millionaire. That's a Side Hustle episode. And listening to those episodes, I'll give you more Side Hustle ideas than you ever need. But you just have to pick one and go after it. Stack up that income stream. Get it working first. Then you can stack up another one. But pursuing that side hustle and having a three-year goal, maybe you want to make an additional $5,000 a month. That's very attainable in 3 years. So having that three-year goal, saying by the end of this year, I want to be making at least $1,000 a month with my side hustle. That's where you make progress, is day by day working on that side hustle, week by week executing the plan, quarter by quarter checking in to make sure that you're on track, every single year getting one-third of the way to your three-year vision, and then accomplishing that goal in 3 years. This is how you systematically do it. This is how you systematically accomplish your goals, because goals are for suckers and habits are for winners. So what you're really doing is forcing habits into your life by doing this system. And this is the way you can accomplish anything in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it's around your hobbies. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe it's your money. It doesn't matter what it is. Setting up systems so that you can accomplish your goals will allow you to do anything you want in this life. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if this is your first time listening, consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. And share this episode with a friend. And don't forget to leave a rating and review on iTunes as well, because our goal is to bring as much value to you as possible. And we're trying to spread this message that money can buy freedom. That's what money is there to do, is to buy more freedom. So thank you again so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Everyone's heard the saying, you have to spend money to make money. But everything in life, from travel to starting a business, is expensive. Which is why I want to tell you about a new podcast I love that will teach you all the tactics, tricks, and tips you need to upgrade your life, money, and even travel, all while spending less and saving more. It's called All the Hacks, and it's a top-ranked show hosted by my good friend Chris Hutchins, a financial optimizer, an entrepreneur who's racked up millions of points, and he sold two companies. And if you want to rethink the way you're spending money, you have to check out the episode 91 with Bill Perkins and why you should be optimizing for net fulfillment and not net worth and striving to die with zero. All the Hacks has something for everyone, and I'm sure you'll find a new tactic that you can apply to your own life, whether it's a money hack that increases your net worth or a routine change that boosts your productivity. So check out All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your wallet will thank you later.